Shalom Aleichem, Abiyah 15613. We welcome you to take 10 for Talmud. Temura Yud Ches, Temura 18a, pagination is 35. We'll start at the Mishnah midway on the page. We mentioned this yesterday. Rabbi Lazar Omer Vlad Shlamim Lo Yikariv Shlamim. Rabbi Lazar holds that the child of a Shlamim cannot be brought as a Shlamim. Vachachamim Omrim Yikariv. And the Chachamim say it can be brought as a karban. So this is a discussion regarding the child of a shlamim. Amar Rab Shimon said, Lo nechleku, there's no argument when you get to a grandchild. And as we explained from Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi, which is the way the Rambam paskins, Lo nechleku, that lo yikrivu, that it cannot be brought if it's a grandchild, because we see mitoch maisav nikeres, from his behavior, we see that he's intending to make herds, and therefore we stop it, and there's a legislation. Now, Rashi tells us, lo yikariv shlamim, in the case where it's not going to be brought as a korban shlamim, for example, the shita of Rabbi Lazar by a child, Rashi says, konso likipa, they're going to put it into a room, umes, and it's going to die of starvation. Umidrabanan, this is a rabbinic legislation. And Rashi emphasizes, because devada misina lo gemiri, this is not a halacha l'moshe misina like we discussed by chatos, because the halacha l'moshe misina is only by the karban chatos. Hei chataos mesos. It's a very extreme rule, and that's only by chataos. It's not going to apply by other animals. So in this case, when we say lo yikarev, and Rashi understands that to mean to lock it in a room, he says it must be midrabanon. It's important to note that when the Rambam presents this halacha, Temura, Perek Dalet halacha Aleph, he simply says, lo yakrivim, we're not going to be bringing the karbanos. But he doesn't talk about machnisam lekipa. And therefore, this understanding, certainly in the Chachamim that we paskin like, when it comes to the grandchildren, that they're not allowed to be brought, does that mean that we're machnisim lekipa, or it simply means that we tell him he's not allowed to bring it as a karban, which is itself a pretty strong and hefty fine, because he's going to end up with multiple animals that have nothing to be done with it. That's going to put an end to this behavior pretty quickly, because he can't sell them as karban shlamim, and he can't work with them. So we do have the risk that he might accidentally work with it, but it may not require such an extreme rule of machnisim lekipa to put an end to this intentional behavior. Rashi also mentions that this halacha only applies by the karban shlamim. Hachi taima de lo goza mishum de toda lo shchicha kishlamim. But there's not going to be a gezerah by a karban toda, because it's not as common as the karban shlamim. Now, at first glance, lo shchiach invokes a reasoning that when things are not shchiach, they're not common, Chazal sometimes would not make a gezerah regarding them. And that's certainly like a legalistic approach to this expression, that the Toda is not shchiach, like shlamim, and therefore they didn't make a gezerah. Another approach might be, though, that it's a question of whether the Toda is shchiach in metzias, in facts on the ground. Because for a person to purposely go ahead and breed karban toda in anticipation of a person needing a toda, that's unlikely, because it's not so shchiach. In other words, it's not shchiach in people's perception. Something unusual has to happen, as opposed to shlamim, that a person doing well would bring a carbon shlamim. But toda, something specific has to occur for which the person has to get sick, the person has to have been incarcerated. Something has to happen for him to want to bring a carbon toda, and therefore it's lo shchiach. Maybe it's still shchiach enough that they would have made a gzeirah, but it's not shchiach in people's minds, and therefore there was no reason to make a gzeirah because no likely cattle breeder would start breeding carbon todos. In any case, the Mishnah on Amud Beis indeed states this distinction almost halfway on the page. Vlad Toda, the child of a Toda, Utumu Rasa, and its exchange animal, Vladon, Uvlad Vladon, Atsov Kal Hadoros, Hare Elu Kitoda, they are indeed like the Karban Toda, and they could be brought, and they will be brought as Karbanos, and we don't have that dissent, because we're not worried, as Rashi pointed out, that a person would make herds, either because, like we said, Chazal didn't make the gzeira, because toda is not as common, or we're not worried that people would behave that way, because it's not as common. Uvavad she'en te'unim lechem, but this carbon that's going to be brought, because it's the descendant of a toda, or it's the exchange of a toda, is going to be brought as a toda. It's only going to be eaten for that day and the night that follows, but it does not require the loaves of bread that are normally associated with a carbon toda. Just to point out the distinction between shlamim and toda, shlamim gets an extra day to eat the meat, so it gets the day it was shecht, the night that follows, and the following day, whereas the Karban Toda only gets that day and its night that follows. The explanation that's commonly given is that a Toda has less time so that the owner has to invite more people in order to consume the meat and thereby publicizes the Thanksgiving which precipitated him bringing the Karban Toda. Yashar Koach. Thank you for joining.